We're going to, I want to read a verse of scripture here in Romans 5 to start, and then we'll read Psalm 34, and then we'll get to the main course. Romans 5, and I want to read verse 9 of Romans chapter 5. Amen? Praise God. God's so good. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. We read that one more time. Much more than being now justified by his blood. I'm not justified by anything on my own. I am justified by his blood. We shall be saved from wrath through him. Psalm 34, verse 18. And the great word of the Lord, Psalm 34 and 18. Thank you, Jesus. That wonderful psalm that a lot of you read. I spoke the first part of that verse tonight, chapter tonight. But let's go to verse 18. And we're going to read, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart. Brother Rick was testifying about breaking it down. We can't be saved if our heart is not in a right position. Not lifted up, broken down. "And saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Oh, hallelujah. Jesus said in John 12 and 32, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." He did something to draw all, but we need to do something to draw him. Amen. God, would you bless your word tonight? And help us, Lord, touch our minds, our tired bodies, and just help us experience some glory here tonight. And help the point to get across, Lord. Help us walk away from this service blessed, edified, strengthened, encouraged. Encouraged, admonished, and remembering the things that God are still in Jesus Christ that have never changed. Everyone said amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. Praise God. The Lord truly has never changed. The gospel hasn't changed, even though there are various flavors of the gospel. One saying this is our statement of faith, the other saying, you know, one thing I don't want to ever become after knowing the truth, I say truth, meaning all the truth, I never want to be uptight, uncomfortable, or offended when we hear such things as Acts 2:38. I was raised Roman Catholic, have no clue, I didn't even have a clue what a Baptist was. But I'm not going to be offended when something strong is said. The truth is not preached to send people to hell. It is preached to stop hell from enlarging itself. Hallelujah. Amen?
Amen?
So love the truth, because when you love the truth, you're going to give a greater opportunity for those around you that you're concerned about to be able to love the truth as well. We read two verses of scripture, that we are saved, we're justified by his blood, and that we are saved from wrath through him, and that the Lord is nigh. We can actually draw God unto ourselves. We're taught in the word of the Lord to draw nigh unto God. But there is a way that we can get God to draw nigh unto us. And when we find ourselves with a broken heart and a contrite, a humble, a meek, a penitent spirit, a spirit that is saying, I need God, you will find God dropping everything that's on his agenda to come tend to your heart. Amen. Exodus chapter 12. I'll try to get right to this. You'll see why we've read those two verses of scripture. Praise God. Justified by his blood. Exodus 12. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to begin reading here, verse 1. Exodus 12. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, "This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. They shall take of the blood and strike it on the two posts, side posts, and on the upper door posts of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire and unleavened bread and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire his head with his legs and with the pertinence thereof, the innards. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remains of it until the morning shall ye burn with fire. Praise God. And he explains to them, I'm going to pop right down to verse 12. He said, you'll eat it in haste. It's the Lord's Passover. Verse 12, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Praise God. God don't like idols. He don't like false gods. Part of his judgment pouring those plagues upon Egypt was not just judging Pharaoh and all the children of Egypt, but he was pouring out his wrath against their incredible idolatryness. It's not a word, but tonight it's a word. Praise God for their incredible, I mean, you can look at history and learn all about Egyptian gods, and God said, I hate every one of them, and I'm going to waste Egypt and just let you know I'm the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. That'll never change. He'll always be, I am the Lord. Yes. Amen. So make sure whatever's sitting on your throne is the one who says, I am the Lord. Yes. Amen. Nothing else. He's a jealous God. If he bought you with the price of blood, he intends to be the one, only one sitting on your throne. Amen. So this is where we take the message of, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one, and we take it one step deeper. He's saying, I am one and the only one that wants to sit upon the throne of your heart. Yes. Amen. Yes. And if someone else is sitting on that throne, you're going to have problems. Yes. Praise the Lord. Yes. Amen. Yes. It's the truth. And I don't want problems from the Lord. I just want blessings. Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. And the blood shall be to you, verse 13, for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. So we're skipping now to verse 21. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said, Draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin and strike the lintel over the doorway and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. No other blood. It's got to be the blood from the lamb that you're going to eat. That shed blood, that's the blood that I need to see. And when I see that blood, I will pass over you. Right. Listen to what the Lord said. The one who said, I am the Lord. He said, when I see the blood, praise God, nothing else will justify us. Nothing else will sanctify us. Nothing else will cause the wrath of God that comes upon the children of disobedience to pass over us, not touch us. Amen. We are able to rejoice against the wrath of God because of the blood, that blood. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He said, you'll strike it, and none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning, for the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door. Praise God. And will not suffer the destroyer to come into your houses to smite you. What a passage. What a history. And I just want to talk to you for just a couple more minutes tonight. When I see the blood. He didn't say when you see it, because you don't have the power to destroy me no more than you've got power to save me. That's why we've got to learn to walk with God and live for God and not live for God based upon what everyone else says, thinks, or does. And even if somebody else, even if they're in the kingdom and they hurt you, remember, Jesus said, when I see the blood. That's why we're not to judge anybody, because we are not qualified to judge anybody. We're not qualified to size anybody up and determine they can be saved and they cannot be saved. It's Jesus who said, when I see the blood. Hallelujah. Not me, not you. I can pass over you and I can't do anything to you. I can't even add a cubit to my stature. Isn't that what the Lord said? Yes. Praise the Lord. How much more do I do not have the power to do anything to you? I didn't save you. Praise God. Amen?
Amen.
I want to press into your heart here tonight the message that's coming from the Lord. When I see the blood. It's not about just having a moment in your history where you were baptized in Jesus' name. It's when he still sees the blood. Remember the word of the Lord. And I'm not here correcting anybody, but it just produces a thought that I want to share with you tonight that I was dwelling on earlier. It's the scripture says, repent and be baptized. It didn't say repent and get baptized. That's how we say it sometimes. We know what we're trying to say. We say, you need to get baptized in Jesus' name. But when they do, when they read that word of God, the word says, repent and be baptized. Remember what the Lord said, when I see the blood. It's not about 600 years ago, I was born again. It's about, is the door still covered? Praise God. Is there still blood over here? And is there still blood here? Hallelujah. Are you still separate from the world? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, blessed is every man that is not offended in me. The blood separates. Jesus told Peter in Acts chapter 10, when he sent him to the house of the Gentiles, he said, don't you call unclean or common what I have cleansed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When I see the blood, it's no longer Jew. When I see the blood, it's no longer Gentile. When I see the blood, I want to see you all worshiping God together and glad to see everybody. No matter what you think about anybody, when I see it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to pass over all of you and save every one of you. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise Him. Man, that's exciting to me. Because that frees up my mind from having prejudices and all sorts of foolish little things in my head. I'm not here, like Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2, I'm here to have church. To know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and Him what? Crucify. That means Him shed blood. The only thing I want to know about you is I see the blood. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Because at the end of the day, nothing else matters. Your viewpoint about this, that, and the other don't matter. Can Jesus see the blood? Are you in the house where you're supposed to be? You ever have a parent say, get in the house? Oh, and we're the house of the Lord. Praise God. When trouble comes, the Lord says, get in the house. When you start acting like a fool and an idiot, God said, get in that house. Because it's in that house where blood, amen, is over, amen, blood that I can see. I don't want to destroy you, so get your carcass in the house. Oh, hallelujah. But the preacher was strong tonight, and I thought to stay home. No, get your carcass in the house. Somebody offended me and didn't shake my hand. Boo-hoo on you. Get your behind in the house. Because we got hell to shun and heaven to gain, as they say. And I'm not forfeiting over something stupid. Praise God. It's the Lord saying, it's unto me that you stand. It's when I see the blood. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I want to see the blood. I want to see, in other words, I want to see if you have been baptized in Jesus' name. Remember what the word teaches us, to be renewed day by day. The inward man is renewed day by day. It's not that you're falling into sin every day. Don't mistake in the word of God. But there is a renewing day by day, and a stirring and a refreshing that comes from the presence of the Lord. And if any man have sinned, we have access. Remember, if we confess unto the Lord, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. And what does the Lord see? The blood. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm so glad. Praise God. Let's just love him a moment. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Blessed is the man whose sin is, what? Forgiven, whose transgression is covered. Blessed, you're blessed. Stay covered. Hallelujah. He said that. Verse 13, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the house. We know that without shedding of blood, there's no remission. Jesus Christ was that lamb without blemish, without spot. He said, this blood that I shed for you is shed for many for the remission of your sins. I don't want to live a life where I'm not covered, where he can't see it. Hallelujah. Where I'm not redeemed, where I'm not separated. It's true. Everything you heard tonight is true. I don't want to be afraid to speak the truth because some people have a hard time hearing it. Pray. I'm not apologizing for being separated, and I'm not apologizing to anyone for being cleansed. And I'm not going to apologize for what I know. And I'm not apologizing for what I live. Amen. We are being saved from wrath through him. And there's just going to be times when we do have to be strong. We do have to be bold, but don't brace yourself for that. Look, it doesn't mean we're not going to be very careful about how we do what we do. But at the same time, as the Lord spoke to me some months ago, the only time you've got to reach a soul is the time that they're alive. And even Paul was not afraid in Acts 19 to say, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Because obviously there was conversation with these Baptists. Praise God. And that's what they were. Disciples of John who baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people that they should believe on him which should come after him. That is on Christ Jesus. That was his message. His water baptism was a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. The remission of sins didn't come until the remission giver stepped into the water. And again, as a reminder, we see Acts 2:38 all in one moment when Jesus and John stood in Jordan. We saw both repentance and the lamb. And the repentance took the lamb and dipped him. Praise God. The law and the prophets took the lamb and said, we've been waiting a long time for you. We got houses that need your blood. We've been shedding blood, but all the blood we've been shedding for centuries is depending upon you shedding yours. Yeah. And if you don't shed yours, we're all in real big trouble. Come on. But we're looking to be saved from wrath through you as well. Hallelujah. Praise God, because he came to pay the price for the first testament, amen, as well as provide a price for those of us under the second. Amen. Hallelujah. Because the blood of bulls and goats and lambs could never, ever make those that brought them perfect. So everything they were doing in Egypt was a figure of that which was yet to come. It was because of Christ that death passed over them. It was because of Christ that they had the Passover. For Christ, our Passover is offered up for us. Let me tell you something. You never have to be afraid of hell. You're covered. Hallelujah. And let me say that one more time just in case I spoke Greek or I'm half asleep or something. You never have to worry about the wrath that is to come. You are covered. Hallelujah. 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 Don't ever let the devil lie to you. Don't lie to yourself. Just be baptized. Be buried by baptism into death. Make sure the old you is gone forever. Praise God. Make sure he's been destroyed. And make sure what's over your house in the Lord is the blood of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. He said, I'll pass over the door. Jesus said, I'm the door. I want to be inside that door. Oh, hallelujah. In concluding here tonight, he said, and the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. Covered by the blood. Nothing but the blood. Thank God for the blood. When I see the blood. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Thank you, Jesus. When I see the blood, I think we need to understand just how powerful the shed blood of Christ is to God. And don't let anybody talk you out of. Don't you understand why there's so much controversy over water baptism in Jesus' name? Don't you understand why a bunch of nincompoop Greek philosophers in the second century wrote different things about his deity? It was all an attempt to prescribe in the third century a nameless baptism. False doctrine is designed to keep you uncovered. That is what's behind, yea, hath God said. It's because the devil knows you get covered, he doesn't have company in hell. You get covered, you're not going to be there. And if he can do something to twist here and twist there, then he knows a bunch of people are going to think they're okay, but they're not okay, and their houses don't have blood here and here. Hallelujah. Why? Because we need blood from the basin. We need blood from that cross. Not strange blood, not strange doctrines, not mental, I accept. Mwah, wonderful that you did all that. No, that don't get me covered.
That's right, that's right.
Praise God. I've got to be a participant and a partaker in shed blood through repentance and water baptism in Jesus' name. I cannot be saved without it. And it makes no difference what all the fair hair and pretty boy looking preachers in pulpits today say. If they're not preaching Jesus' name, they're not preaching it right. There is no other gospel to preach than one, and it's a blood-filled gospel. Praise God. It's a gospel that preaches shed blood. It preaches covering. Amen. It preaches repentance. It preaches being forgiven and remitted and cleansed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's not mean. I know no matter what I say right now, if the heart is not broken, it will not receive it. We've all stood there and talked with people and quoted the scriptures, even from the Lord. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Yeah, but I don't need to be baptized. I just acknowledge that I was an idiot and he wasn't, and I'm okay. So easy, isn't it? No change, no transformation. Wrath is going to beat you up. No, he's looking for his way of doing things. It's got to come from the basin. Hallelujah. It's got to come from there. And again, it's not mean. The scripture teaches us that baptism does now save us. When they hear this, how they hear it, well, that's the question. And we should never be mean-spirited with what we have, but at the same time, we cannot be not bold, and we cannot be holding it back. Because if we know I need that blood to be saved from what he's bringing, then how much more should we want the same for those that we love the most? No one was afraid to worship when Catholic boy came to church when I was 14 years of age. Nobody held it back. Nobody said, oh, well, the little altar boy's here, we ought to tone it down because we don't want to frighten him. No, they scared me half to death and let me know I needed to be saved. Yeah. Hallelujah. And that's the same thing we're going to have to do. And sometimes we do it just by being it. And the atmosphere. Atmosphere is everything. Oh, hallelujah. I got to stop now. Amen. When I see the blood, you get it? When I see it, I'll pass over you. When I see it. Let that just dig deep. It just goes in so many directions. When I see the blood. We live this thing to stand approved unto God. We like to be accountable to one another, but understand that that's to a degree, if you understand. I'm not trying to measure up to you, and you're not trying to measure up to me. Preaching the gospel, when pastors preach what they preach, it's because we're trying to present you accountable to God. We're not trying to run your life. We're not trying to fill your head full of a bunch of, pet peeves and and this is the way I see it and all that nonsense. No, we're just here to say, hey, we need to be washed. We need to be cleansed. We need to be sanctified. We need to be justified. Isn't that right? Yes. Amen. Let's stand. So I'll stop talking. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't want people being here unwashed, uncleansed, without the blood on the lintel and the doorposts. Praise God. Let them squirm. I don't mind. I don't get bothered by seeing the eyes get crossed and the, you know, all the disconfigurations, the hiding behind the poles. I know when people get uncomfortable hearing truth because there's so much in their head that Satan has sown through his dumb philosophers and his stupid preachers. I know, and that's the challenge of the gospel in our world today, that we're having to go fishing for people who are stuck in fishing nets. A false doctrine and propaganda that the devil has sown to steal from them heaven. And we have to sort of kind of break it all down just to get the truth in there so that they can end up with the blood where it belongs. Jesus. Hallelujah. When I see it, hallelujah, I'll pass over you. Let's love him. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You're bought with a price. Hallelujah. You're bought with a price. One day he's coming home to take home his purchased possession. Amen. That means a blood-bought possession. When I see the blood, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. So I invite you to pray today and call on Jesus' name for another moment. Make sure you're covered. Praise God. Don't slack up now. Don't let anything slip. Be baptized in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It might cause you to change a few things. It might cause you to do some things you've never done before. Hallelujah. It might correct an attitude or two. Just be baptized. Lord, we love you tonight. Thank you, Lord, for all that is called God. Thank you for the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, a lamb without blemish and without spot. Thank you for the blood of sprinkling that sprinkled us from an evil conscience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To present us, God, pure and holy, robed in white unto you today. Oh, hallelujah. By your blood, God, you've made us kings and priests unto God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for saving us from the wrath that is to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As I was saying earlier, Paul met those 12 men. In conversation, Luke wrote the words, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" We haven't even heard of it. Well, how were you baptized? Unto John's baptism. Well, that's good, but there's something better. When they heard what Paul said, the scripture says, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And he laid his hands upon them, and they received the Holy Ghost and spoke with tongues and prophesied. That is the end result that God wants for every believer in Jesus Christ, no matter where they're coming from. That is the end result. That is where they need to be brought to. I don't care if it's your great, 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 triple great, quadruple great. Makes no difference. There is no alternate plan this side of Calvary. The thief on the cross died with the Lamb and the high priest, and he died with a closing chapter in a first covenant, and he was one lucky dude. And he was the only lucky one that was in that moment. As I told the lady last night, if the whole human race was hanging on a cross beside him and said the same words, then everybody be okay. If he sent the same message to them, this day you'll be with me in paradise. It's not difficult to understand, but after that, you never hear that again. You hear, what must I do? Send for Peter. What's Peter saying? He said, these have received the Holy Ghost as well as we. And he commanded them, Acts 10:48, to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Amen. Why? Because he wanted to see the blood go here and here. And he wanted the Lord to say, I see the blood. One more time, clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah. So go home tonight knowing I'm covered. Hell, I laugh at you. I'm covered. And if the devil ever lies to you, just tell him, shut up. You're not covered, but I am. Hallelujah. Praise God.